Okay. The mission. Okay. So until now in this perek, we've been talking about Hatmono B'Dovra Moisef Hevel, which is also not only on Shabbos, but even on Friday. This mission is switching gears. We're now going to Dova She'ena Moisef Hevel. Now, Dova She'ena Moisef Hevel is also on Shabbos. It's Muta Erev Shabbos, Muta Im Ben HaShmosh, as we had at the end of the second parak. So the Mishnah says, Lo Kisohu Mibod Yoim, he didn't cover it, meaning he didn't make his Hatmon on Friday. Lo Yichasenu Mishat Ershach, he can't make the Hatmon on Shabbos. Again, we're talking about Eina Moisef Hevel. Moisef Hevel, you can't make on Erev Shabbos either. But Eina Moisef Hevel, if you made it Erev Shabbos, you're okay. He didn't do it Erev Shabbos, he can't do it on Shabbos. Kisov in his galen, he made Hatmono, and it was nisgalach, right? It blew off. Somehow it opened up. Mutalach hasoisoi. You can recover it. Let's say you wrapped it up on Friday. Somehow it opened up. You come Friday night, you see it's open, you can rewrap it. Even though that looks a little bit like you're doing it on Shabbos, but since that's the kula not the money, if it was done before, you can. It's not seen as a new atmon. You're just redoing it, so that's okay. Okay, that's one halacha. New halacha. Memale esakitin. You can fill up a jug face with cold water. V'noisin l'tacha sakar or tacha sakeses. This is a new story. You're being matin something that's cold. Basically, that's what it says here in the mission. We'll see clearly more. Something that the whole din of atmona was made of something that's hot, that you want to keep warm or make hotter. But something that's cold, there's no problem. Now, Rashi learns it means you're wrapping it to keep it from getting warm. You want to keep it cold. You're insulating to the cold. But the Rishonim say, even if you want it to get warmer, it's okay. If it's cold, they didn't ask the Hatmon. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, mutal hatmon es hatzoinon. You can make Hatmon on Lovitz. Actually, we're talking about Eina Moisef Hevel. Eina Moisef Hevel. Moisef Hevel is awesome. The Ran points out that we had a clear thing. We had on Shetveria. They made Hatmon of cold water and Hatmon. So when you talk about Moisef Hevel, even Tzoynon, even Erev Shabbos, says, oh, we're talking the world of Eina Moisef Hevel now. Or maybe you don't have a Shmuel Mutla Hatmon as Hatzoynon. That's what you said in the Mishnah. So you just said in the Mishnah, you can fill up a jug with water and be Matmon it on Shabbos. Om Rabbi Yosef Michael Mashmal and Tanino, Mamali Odom Kitten Venaisen Tarasakar Tarasakes, the Mishnah said. Om Rabbi Abaye Tuvo Kamashmal, he's telling us the Chiddush. The Imi Masnisen. Because what's Bechlal the problem over here? That cold water, you're being matmen it. I mean, what's going to happen here? The Shazi, you might have made a gezeirah for let you be matmen that, you'd be matmen something that's hot. So the Mishnah is telling us not. So in the Mishnah, I could say maybe that's in a thing which, generally speaking, you're not matmen. Generally speaking, people are not matmen water, I should have said wine. That's, they didn't do things like that. But maybe something cold that is the way. Let's say you have a piece of meat and it's cold and you want to be matmen it to keep it from getting even colder, or even to warm it up a little, get a little quicker to room temperature. Maybe there I would ask, even though it's cold, because that's a thing that you do hatmona on. So maybe there I would say don't do it cold because you might do it hot. That's what he's adding on. So from the Mishnah I would have said, Hani mili dovash and darko lahatmin, like a bottle of water or something like that, cold water. Aval dovash and darko lahatmin lo, something that people are matmin. Maybe even if it's cold, I wouldn't let you be matmin it, because I'll let you be matmin it cold. You come to matmin it hot. It's komash malon rebita meshulam mudlatnis atzoyin. I don't care if the thing is cold. There's no hatmon. Omer Rafuna, Omer Rebbe, it should say, osu lahatmin es atzoyin. Okay, this is the other way. So let's go slow. So he's saying that the Rebbe said he can't be matmen tzoynon. Okay, not like Amish. Fine. V'hotanyo, Rebbe hita lahatmen es hatzoynon. The Rebbe himself said it was mutar be matmen tzoynon. So the Gemara loikash. Ho mikamei deshamei mi Rebbe Shmuel b'Reb Yosi. This that he said it's osa to be matmen tzoynon is before he heard from Rabbi Shmuel b'Reb Yosi that it's muta. Shmuel b'Reb Yosi was one of his rebbeim. Shmuel was also seen bigger than him. We'll see in 1 second. When he heard from Shmuel b'Reb Yosi that it's muta lahatmen tzoynon, he changed his mind, and that memory was said after that. Holabosa de shame, it's really the shame, the lishme. After he heard it, What happened over there? Kihod Yosef Rebbe. Rebbe was sitting with Omar. Oslahatmin es hatzoinon. He said, Oslahatmin es hatzoinon. Omar lefon of Reb Shom Bar Yosi. Reb Shom Bar Yosi said to him, Abba, meaning Reb Yosi, hita lahatmin es hatzoinon. Omar, Rebbe changed his mind. Farhoi rezokin. Hey, bazei, if a godel paskin, that's it. So that's why we have steeritic members in Rebbe. Because at a certain point in his youth, let's say, he held it was Oslam Satsoinan. Once he heard from Reb Shom Bar Yosi, that Reb Yosi, who was older than him and greater than him, had already paskin Mutlas Matsoinan, he switched gears. So from then on, Rebbe said, Mutlahat Matsoinan is in our camp. Zogdik were an interesting thing. Omar Rav Popo, sociological comment. Omar Rav Popo, Bo Re'ei, Kamu Mechavavim Zeh. How much the Talmid HaChomim love and respect each other. Because who is, it's an interesting thing. At this point, Reb Yosi was dead. Ilu Reb Yosi Kayim, had Reb Yosi been alive at that time, he would have sat, kofuf, meaning secondary to Rebbe, because Rebbe was the Nasi. Even though Reb Yosi was older and greater than him, but as the kofuf for the Nasius, he would have sat at him as a, in front of him. How do you know that? The Rebbe Shmuel be Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Shmuel, the son of Rebbe Yosi, the Memale Mekoim Avois of Avo, he was, Rashi says, as great as his father. V'kofu v'yosh l'vnei Rebbe, and he sat kofu, meaning he also probably was greater than Rebbe. He was as great as his father, he sat kofu v'fnei Rebbe. So had his father been around, he would have sat kofu v'fnei Rebbe. And yet, so what do you have here? Had Rebbe Yosi been alive right now, he would be sitting kofuf b'fnei Rebbe, meaning as a Talmud sitting in front of Rebbe. Yet as soon as Rebbe heard what Rebbe Yosi said, Rebbe said, "Kvar hoy rezokin." Had he been here, he'd have been under him, so to speak. Sicham chavim says, "Vikom a kvar hoy rezokin." Only Rav Nachman story having Gemara when we caught him also the Doru Avdei, yeah, the famous Eved Doru, he appears all over the place. He tells him, "At min litzoynot." It's Shabbos, and don't wrap me up at Zaynon Zach. Va'aisele mayim de ochim kvela armo. And bring me water, that's meant some water that was cooked by a goyish cook. Okay. Two things, he said. Shoma Ravami ve'ikbid. Ravami heard this, he was makbid, he didn't like what he said. Om Reb Yosef, my time ikbid. What's your time on it? What did he do so terrible? Ki rab v'sei of it. He did like his rebbeim. Chodok Rav, the Chodok Yishmuel. One of the things he did was on Peter Psak of Rav. One of the things he did was on Peter Psak of Shmuel. What is that? Kishmuel, the Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Mutal Hatmin Es Hatzoinot. And that's how we just paskin. So he told this guy, be matmin, make things sense. What's wrong? What do you have tain on him? Now the other thing, what's the other thing? That he's drinking water, cooked hot water prepared by a goy. So what's your angle over here? What are you upset about? Bishlaku. But that we also know is not true. Ki Rav, the Omar Rav Shmuel by Yitzchok, Omar Rav, Kol Shehu Nechal, Kimo Shehu Chai, anything that can be eaten raw, Ein Bo Mishum Bishlaku. So we paskin. Anything that can be eaten raw, fruits, things like that, water for sure, there's no din Bishlaku on it. So he said two things over there. He told his shamans to be matman soinon, and he told the shamans to bring him a cup of hot water that this goyish guy just prepared. I keep shooting prepared it not on Shabbos. That's how Rashi learns. Whatever, doesn't matter for our purposes right now. And he was mocked. He said, "Everybody," he said, "What do you want from him? What's wrong?" This that he said to be matman soinon. That's the shul. We just got to swing. That's how we all. And this that he drank the water. There's no bishalakum on a dov shenechal machmas a dov shenechal chay. So what's yikpeda? Sova, who sova? Rabbi held Adam Choshev Shaini. He held that it's kedai for an Adam Choshev to be machmir. It's not shown both in the Bishalakim men because people will see him being makel, they'll be makel more. Okay, whatever it is. Tana Rabbona. Afal pi she'omru ein toimnim afilu bedovar she'enu mosif hevel mishachasheicho. Right? In an Enamos of Hevel, we said you cannot, even in Enamos of Hevel, you can't make Atmona once it shops. In Bolehoisif Moisif, Lechura Tanakama means I have a pot, right? It's already it's already wrapped up. It's Behatmona. I want to put on now on Shabbos another layer of Hatmona. So again, one could say, it's Shabbos. I'll put a towel, another towel. I got a spot, it's wrapped in towels. I want to even hotter, so I wrap it in another towel. So one could say, listen, it's Shabbos. Shabbos is us, even ain't a Mois of Heaven. Another cooler. Basically, the rule would be, so to speak, that the only thing you asked on Shabbos was a new Hatmona. We saw in the Mishnah, if it opened up, you can redo it. Here it's Mutmon, you're adding another layer, that's Mutmon. Okay, now let's be careful. It's not an easy braise, so we'll go with Tosfos here. Different ways to learn. Oh, so he says you can add, what does that mean? You have one layer, say it's wrapped in a towel, I can wrap it in another towel. Even though Shabbos, Ein Mos Hevel, that's not called a new Hatmona. You can add on that one. Okay. Ketzad hu oseh, how does he do it? Now, when you say Ketzad hu oseh, it would appear that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is explaining what the Tanakhama said. He said you can add on. How should he do it? Ketzad hu oseh. Now, as we'll see, that's not exactly what Shimon Gamliel says. Listen to what he says. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer, noitel es ha-sadinim, maniach es ha-glufkarin. Sadinim is sheets. Glufkarin is some sort of cotton. It's a heavier material. Kut, the Rashi calls it. What's the word for that? It's some sort of a chvesnish. It's a cloak. Whatever it is, it's going to give more heat than the sadina. So what he's saying now is, you had it wrapped in, let's say, in a sheet. You can take off the sheet on Shabbos and wrap it in a blanket. Or the reverse, that's for sure. With the, oh, no, it's like glufkim, it's you're doing less. Now, Tais points out, it's a strange thing. The Tanakhama said you can add a second layer. How do you do that? You can take this off and put that on. I mean, they're not in sync. That's not what he's talking about. It Tosfos says you have to take out those words. It's insane. It's two different opinions over here. The Tanakhama allowed you to put a second layer on it. He would not allow it to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel allows. See, in a way, you can go either way. In a way, the Tanakhama's is worse. You're having more heat. But in a way, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's is worse. Because again, our problem is we don't want a new Hatmon on Shabbos. So what the Tanakhama said was you have it wrapped in one, you can wrap it in because there's no nuat money, you never exposed your pot. Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying something more, a bigger cooler. Not only can you increase it, you can even undress it and redress it, even though you're exposing it. You're taking off the sadin and you're putting on a blanket. So that's mamash a nuat money, you'll tell me. No, that's also mutter, because at the end of the day, it's not a new atmon, it was already mutmon. And here's another chiddush. You can go up a level in heat. Again, both are ein mois of evels. But a blanket is certainly seen as warmer than a sheet. You can do that also. So he takes out the words ketzad hu oseh, because he's adding on to the Tanakhama. Tanakhama allowed adding a second level, but he wouldn't allow taking this off and putting that on. Rav Shimon Gamliel says you can even take this off and put that on, even though it looks like a new atmon, I don't care. It was mutmon. And even though you're increasing, quote unquote, the heat, that second thing is a heavier thing than the first. Okay, good. We pass him both. Both are mutmon. V'cheino Yibshin Gamliel. And Rav Shimon said another cool in atmon. One cool, he just said, you can undress it, so to speak, and redress it. Right? Another cool. Lo osru ela oisei mecham. Hatmon is osur only in the original pot. I have a cholent cooking, a soup and a klirishin. I take it off the fire. I want to wrap it up. Then this hatmon. I can't wrap it up in a towel on Shabbos. I will pino mi mecham le mecham. I put it from the pot into another pot. Now it's in a klisheni. There's no isa hatmon. The Ran explains very well. That's basically the same idea we said before. There's no hatmon on a dovet tzoynon. This is a bigger chiddush. This thing is hot. But halachically, it's been cool because it went from klirishin to klisheni. You cooled by pouring from klirishin, you cooled it down. So it's mutter. Says the Gemara, "Avan hashto akurikom oker lo asichukom asichlei." What are we afraid of in Atmona? End run. Why can't we be matmin on the Nesamos of Hevel? Because we're afraid that when you take your pot and you see it cooled off on Shabbos, right? So you'll get all nervous. You'll cook it up. You'll heat it up. This guy's cooling. He's interested in cooling down. He took it from a klirishin to a klisheni. His mentality is to cool this thing down. I'm not worried about him heating it up. So in a klisheni, it's aloch echad. As a klisheni, hatmono is mutter. Reb Moshe uses it. Say, we use a thermos bottle on Shabbos. Pour hot water into a thermos on Shabbos. It's like for hatmono. This is one of the cheshbeinis. It's a klisheni. There's not one in the klisheni. He has other things too. It's a cleat, so whatever it is. But that's one of its stardom over there. Once you're in the klisheni, there's not one.
That the thermos is mutter.
Yeah, he also mutter. One of his cheshbeinis is this Once in a cliche, there's no problem with Hatmon. Even if you consider a thermos Hatmon, not clear if that would be Hatmon. It's in a Kli, whatever. Okay. V'chein another Kula. He said one Kula on the Rabbanon, he said another Kula. That's not Tosfos learns, because he's more makel than the Tanna Kamma. The Tanna Kamma only allows you to add a second layer, not to take it off and put it on. He allows things. But another thing, he said another Kula, which had nothing to do with it, but it's another Kula. He was the Kula man in Hatmon that week. So he came with another Kula of Tosfos. Okay. Toman v'kiso b'dover anitl b'shabbos. He's got his pot. Again, this toman v'kiso, go with Rashi and Tosis. Toman means what you wrap around the sides of the pot. Kiso is what you put. Again, they completely enclosed toman, they completely closed the pot. So you got one material around a pot, and possibly another material covering the pot. And now you got a pot that's completely enclosed. Okay. So, Toman v'kiso b'dover nitl b'shabbos. He made his hatmona around, and hatmona top with a dover that's not mukts. Okay, he's got no problems. He goes over to the pot, he takes off the dover, he takes out his pot. Oh, Toman b'dover she'ein a nitl b'shabbos. The stuff around the pot is mukta, but v'kiso b'dover a nitl b'shabbos, the covering is not mukta. Vaiti has no problem. He just takes off the cover, then takes the covering, then he takes the cover off the pot, and he does what he has to do. Not to lamaza, that's what he had before. You pick up the pot, you tilt the pot, whatever you do. So as long as your top is not mukt, so you got no problems, really. Now, what happens the other way around? Toman v'kisa b'dov shenu b'shabbos. Now he's got the pot completely wrapped, and covered in dovra mukta. Or, shetoman b'dovra nitl, the stuff around it is not mukta b'shabbos, but v'kisa b'dov shenu b'shabbos. The top is muktzah. So now you got a problem. It's very hard access to get to that pot. It's imoy imagula miktzah. So if part of the cover was somewhat exposed, you take that, you tip it so the stuff falls off, because again, it's not a bosses. Like Rashi said in the Mishnah, all the Rishonim say, it doesn't become a bosses. Like you said, Rashi said, because the top is not going up, the top is serving down, whatever. Strange Rashi. Rashi changed his mind over here. Rashi decided it is a bosses. Very difficult Rashi. But nobody agrees with him. Okay, so if you can get your hands onto that cover, you got no problem. You tilt it, that's tilted on that side, I don't care. I want the pot. I tilt it, I dump the stuff off, I take the cover off, and I move from there. If not, you're stuck. Vimlav ain't a notal mouse. Imlav ain't a notal mouse. Why? Because you got your top covered with mooks, you can't get to the pot. Okay, that's a simple thing, because I mean, Rashi had serious kashi. What are we talking about? We're talking about around the pot is not muktza. The top is muktza. So if nothing is exposed, you're stuck. In fact, what's the big problem over here? The stuff around the pot is not muktza. Just take away all the stuff from around the side, grab the pot from the side, tilt it, and the stuff will fall off and take the pot. What's the big deal? If the whole thing is muktza, you're okay. But if the round it is not muktza, and the top is yeah muktza, what's this? That's such a serious problem. I mean, take the stuff off the round the bottom. So now you have a completely exposed pot with a top muktza on top. Now grab the pot from the side and just tilt it a little, just like you would have done with the cover. So what's the big deal? It's not a process, so there's no problem over here. So Taisa says, of course you could do that, but we're talking the way they used to do Hatmona, which is true. You see in the Gemara, they didn't do it straight around the pot. So don't forget, you make Hatmona with a towel, you got no problem. But if you make a Hatmona with Gizei Tzemer, what's holding it around the pot? So they would have a coupe, they would have a box. It's a box. And they put the pot in the box. They lined, and it's the space in the box between the walls of the box and the pot. They stuffed with material, and then they covered the top with insulation. So that's the case over here. You can't get to the side of the pot, because you have your side of the pot, you have your box. All around the side between the walls is not mukta stuff. On top is the cover and full mukta, so you can't get to the sides. If you get to the sides, you'd be all right. You can't get to the sides here, because you got the box in your way. And the top is completely mukta. Everything is filled in. There's no way in. If you could get to it, you can get to it.
It's not muddled to the plea, it's not all one thing.
No, it's a piece of it's a piece of Tzemer, whatever it is.
A practical question, just a simple practical question. Why would they do that if it meant they couldn't get their food?
The guy made a mistake. The guy made a mistake. She won't do it the next week. She won't do it the next week.
Okay.
Don't worry. Review the Omer. Review the Omer. The Irish, we had this before, an Irish pitched, and we held in the mission that it's okay. It's not Mosef Hevel. Dako Arev Kizevel. He held it was Mosef Hevel. Okay, again. Now we come to a piece of Gemara that you have to be careful how you read it. There's a mistake in the printing here. Menichem mecham al gabei mecham, one on top of the other, that we had it before, because they both had water, it's no problem. That's not a tomato. Putting one on top is not a problem. And mecham is usually used to mean it's a copper thing, usually for water. They have a word for mecham. There is a pot. Mecham is a kettle. A kettle is usually a thing for water. Kdeira is more the stuff you cook your cholent in. Kdeira, Rashi says, is cheres. Mecham is nechoshes, whatever. So you can put that on top of that. Again, as we learned before, not where the top one is cold. That was the mistake he made at the beginning. We mean both things are hot over here. Kdeira agabi kdeira. Now, I have to be careful. It says in the Gemara, v'lo kdeira agabi mecham. That's not true. They all said it's a mistake. It should say mecham agabi mecham is muter, kidei ragabi kidei is muter, vikidei ragabi mecham is muter. What's the difference? Now the last one, umecham agabi kidei, there are two gesoys in the Rishonim. Some of them have it's all muter. What's the difference? They're both hot. What difference does it make? There's one gear so that you can't put a mecham down on top of a kideira, because the kideira is hotter. So there might be at some part, it looks like an increase of heat over there. But the simple gears is that all of these things are mutter. Meaning, there's no problem. This is not hot tomorrow. This is just putting one hot thing on top of another hot thing. That's mutter. V'toch es piyo bibotzek. You put one pot on, you want to seal it to keep more heat in there. You're talking on Shabbos now. So you have some dough, obviously, that you made before Shabbos. You can sort of use that to seal the door. I'm going to cement on Shabbos. Yeah. Okay. What the chiddush? It's not clear. Even though the ritva says, and it doesn't look like binyan. It doesn't look like you're making some because you're using dough. The problem the poskim have here a little bit is, what about mimareya? How come it's not? No, it's like you have wax, and then you can't smear wax around the hole in a barrel because when you smooth the wax, that's itself a malachim mimareya. Why isn't that? The Mogad Avram says, you see from here, the dough is not shayach to memareach. It's not that kind of a material, like it's spread that thin. The interesting, the Bir Halacha points out an interesting point. How come we're not worried here that the dough will cook, that the dough will bake a little bit and become bread? Points it out. He says, apparently we're not worried about it. I don't know. So Bir Halacha just apparently without that. I mean, the truth is, if those pots are hot enough, and the dough is thin enough, I could think, yes, theoretically could bake it. I mean, you don't have to bake it that much. You have to bake it till... It could be. It doesn't sound like it should depend on Rebbe Shimon. Yeah, okay, he makes the point. He just notes the point. So apparently we're not worried about it. Now again, like we said, this that we said, you can put one on top of the other. Lobishul Shinati, you could heat up one. Like that's what we said in the beginning of the parak. If you have cold water in the top pot and you put it on the bottom pot, you can't do that. Even for a few seconds, because if it would remain there and get hot, you're not allowed to do that. That we had at the beginning. But here we're not doing shiyech. They're hot. You just want to keep the heat. That's no problem. That's what Rebbe thought at the beginning. We don't hold it. Here's the other one. Rebbe, heat a lot in the satsoinon. Veins are famous. You can't chop down, rub down ice or snow. To get the water. That you can do. You can put it into a cup or a plate and let it melt by itself. The way Rashi go and Tais go here. What's the problem here? It's not 100% clear. The problem is it looks. Rashi calls it domi lemalocha. It looks like you're doing something. It looks like you're making something. You're making water out of ice. It looks like you're doing something. In which case, it'll only be usur if you do it be your diet. But if you put it in your plate, or you put it in the sun, you let it melt, it'll be mutter. That's a rational one differently, but I should tell you to go that way. That the problem here is the doing. Not that this fact that something new is created, but that it looks like you're creating something new. So it's also when you do it, if you take an ice cube and you start hacking it, that you shouldn't do. But to put an ice cube in your drink, or for that matter, even to slam on a plate, or put in the sun and let it melt, then you're not doing anything, so it's no problem.
You're saying, but really, it's not.
Really, nothing's going
really
on.
It's okay.
Really, nothing's going on. Yeah. But to do it be a dying, but it is Rishonim learn. I'm not saying that lalocha, there are other Rishonim, we are machmir, because it becomes noila, the new thing. That's how Rashi and Tosis learn. The problem here is it looks like you're doing something. It looks like you're creating something. So as long as you're not doing it, that happens by itself, we have no problem at all with it. There are other Rishonim who hold that the problem here is that the resulting liquid is a new thing, and it's loyal and it's moot. So then it doesn't matter if you do it or you don't do it. If you put an ice cube on a table and a plate and let it melt down, that water is mukta. And the reason it's mukta is because you put it into your cup with water, with something in it. That you can do for sure. You can take an ice cube and put it into your drink. Because if it melts into something else, we don't see that new thing. But it's a complicated eisad lahalocha, but that's a Rashi and Tosler. How do you know about my team? About my baby yoitzu. Why are we concerned with animals? We call the animals week. Because we have a promise, Shvisas Behemto, Yechve. A Yid's animal can't do Moloch on Shabbos either. So basically, we want to know, in terms of the animal, what's called, again, by us, it's another interesting, why the animal came before the people. The next person is Baba Isha Yoitza. If Yeshua is busy, that should come before Baba Yoitza, but okay. But anyway, and it goes back, if you remember the first Tosis, I got he wasn't that day, but the first Tosis in Shabbos, it says, Mechlal, the order in Shabbos is a bit odd. The whole order is strange. This is basically going in chronological order. We start with what we do on Friday. So the Yeshua claims, generally speaking, your animal, you're going to get ready on Erev Shabbos. Because as we'll see, certain things he can't tie on Shabbos. A woman gets dressed on Shabbos. So therefore, Bama came before Bama Yeshua. But okay, whatever. So we want to know, again, in people, you basically, yeah, we'll get much into this next pack. The basic rule of thumb is, am I carrying this thing? Am I wearing it? If I'm wearing it, I have no problem. Now, wearing doesn't just mean a suit. Wearing could mean a ring. You know, that we'll get into. And that's what's called wearing. What's called a malbush, what's called a tachshit. A tachshit is also wearing in that sense. Now, in the world of animals, we also have to know what's called animals carrying something. What's called, I wouldn't say wearing exactly, but it's not called a masui. The basic definition, and that's the beginning, the basic definition is that if it's for the shmir of the animal, that's how I watch the animal. Like we'll see a halt or a rein, that's how I keep control of the animal. That's not a masui. If it's not a shmirah, then it's a mas. That's the basic rule of thumb. The next few bloody good morning, you know, little differences, but okay. But maybe he may yoytze, but by any yoytze, yoytze hagomel ba'avser. Again, different animals have different ways of watching them. Again, it will also depend on the wildness of the animal. The more tame the animal, the less you're going to require. And when we say later at a pora, a domestic cow requires nothing. It's usually led just by you talking to her, in which case everything's going to be a problem. But anyway, gomel, a camel, goes out by afser. Okay, we're ready for the English. They call it a halter. Okay, I don't know exactly what it means, but it's an afser. That's what my guy also says here. Rashi touches Kibistra and Asaias. Kibistra is an afser. Okay, it's what you pull the animal with around the neck, Mustama. Nako, we'll see. Nako is a different type of camel, a dromedary, I think they call it. It happens to be the female one, and she's wilder. Ibechotam, there you need. Chatam comes from the word nose. There she was wilder. She controlled more. There was. It's a ring. They put it. They made a hole in the nose, and they put a ring into the nose, and they tied on the leash, whatever. Not the leash. Let me go. The reins, basically, onto that. So that's the way they watch that animal. That's not called. That's not called carrying. It's called wearing, whatever. The lubdikim. Lubdikim is also a type. It's a type of chamor that comes from Luba, the land of Luba. Seems they were a bit on the wild side. Taisa says Luba's Mitzrayim, whatever, but Prumbia. Prumbia is a bit. That seems, it's in the mouth, I think. It's an iron bit that's somewhere in the mouth. It's even for a tougher animal. Okay. Vesus, a horse goes out Bashir. A shear is a song, but anyway, it's like it's other, it's got braids on a necklace. It's something around the neck. A metal thing that went around the neck, and it had a ring on it, right? It had this thing, and it was a ring on that. And the ring, you tied your rope to tie up the horse, pull the horse, whatever. The whole bali ashir, all the animals that go, that's their way is shear. As she says, the shepherd dogs and small animals, they used to work. They used to use shears. Yoytzen b'shear, they can go out with the shear. V'nim shochem b'shear, they can be pulled on Shabbos with the shear. They can all discuss what that means exactly. Umazin aleihen b'mekoimon v'toivlon. In other words, toivlon b'mekoimon, meaning this thing became tome. And one's going to discuss how it became tome, because attached to him is a couple, whatever. Became tome. Now you want to be toivlon, but it's a pain in the neck to take it off the horse's neck. So I got a portion of zachal, just I'll walk the horse into the river, the Gamarnu. That you can do that. Toivim b'makayim. If take it off the horse, what's the chiddush? You'll see in the Gemara that that's not a chitzitz. In other words, obviously, if it's very tight, let's say the ring, talking about a horse, you got this thing and you got the ring here. If that ring is so tight against this, you're going to have a problem with chatzitza because the water can't get in. That's what you're saying. Generally, you don't have to worry about that. I'm going to say how you take care of that. Now, mazin alayin, again, if it has two masmas, you have to be mazin with the, what do you call it, with the mechatos. The chiddush is mazin b'mekoyim. Again, you don't have to take it off the horse. You can schlep the horse there, and the koyim will spritz directly onto the thing when it's on the horse's neck. If you're concerned, I'm also concerned. What's the chiddush? You're rightly concerned. What's the chiddush? What do I care? On the horse, off the horse, until I get the water on it. You're right. The Tosafot says over here, we got to find a chiddush here. The chiddush is that in Torah it says that if you're mazeh, the koyin is shooting like this for you. You have to bring your pet. I don't know. You got a pet? No. Okay. If you had a pet, you brought it with him. Whatever it is, making a pet rhinoceros. You brought him with you, and you brought him over there. So the koyin is shooting for you. And meantime, his aim is poor, and he hits the rhinoceros. State a mission in Porah, that all that may Porah is possible. You got to go get some more stuff and start again. So Tosafot says that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. I'm not worried. I assume the kohenim have good aim. I'm not worried that he's going to hit the animal. Even though it's on the neck of the animal, it's a really thing. I'm not worried about that. Okay, get to it tomorrow, Mustoma. My naka b'chatam. What's a naka b'chatam? As Rashi says, what are both of those things? We're not sure what they are. Omer Rabbi Bochana, kosa chivrase. It's a white nakosa. So I think they call dromedary camel, one humped camel, I think, a white one. And Rashi says she koshul ishtamer. They're more needing to run away. They need to be held in tighter rein. Bizmoma de parzalo. An iron, Rashi calls it a muzzle. That's that thing that goes in the nose. It's an iron ring. They put a hole in the nose, they put a ring in there. And they tied it on. They was able to keep more control of the animal. Velubdikim beprumbia. This Luba. Velubdikim is a chamar from Luba. He also seemed to have been a very strong, a very, you know, harder to control than standard chamarim. Amravuna chamra Luba. Lubdikim means a chamra Luba. Chamra from Luba. Mimdinas Luv. Tais claims it's Mitzrayim. Bepagid the parzla. You need an iron bit. She calls it what? A resin. Okay, that's a Hebrew word for a bit. Okay. Now, Levi, apparently these Lubdik and Chamorim, they were strong. They're probably strong animals. They were good for working, but that's why they were harder to control. Is Levi Shoda Zuzel Bechoizoi? He wanted to get a hold of one of these Chamorim. I'm guessing it was a good work animal. So he sent money to this town Bechozoi, Lemizmanlei, they should sell him, apparently they had him there, Chamrulubo. So he sent money over to Bechozoi. Rashi will tell us later that Bechozoi was quite a distance from the heart of Bavel, 6 months traveling. So it probably wasn't so easy to get a hold of these Chamoyrim. So he sent money to Bechozoi to get this Chamrulubo. Now, they didn't want to sell him one, Rashi says, because it was very far from there to there. I guess it was hard to transport it. So they gave him an eitzah. They told him, basically they sent him the money back. And they told him, listen, instead of investing money and schlepping a chamor for 6 months, buy a chamor in your area. Now you want to beef him up, that's your problem. Feed him so'irim. Apparently barley is good for chamorim. Next time in the zoo we'll check it out. Feed him barley and you'll get yourself a strong chamor. Don't waste your money, basically, is what they're telling him. And of course, they did it, as always, in times called in a very poetic way. They didn't just tell him the tzoru. They wrapped up his money. Shodu le'sayre, they wrapped in there. They wrapped up the money and they put some barley back in there and they sent it back to him. Lemeima telling to say, the nigra, the chamra sayre, meaning the nigra means the steps, the strides of the chamor are built on tzoru. Meaning you want a strong chamor. Don't bother bothering from here. Get yourself a regular chamor over there. Feed him so'irim, and you'll have a strong chamor. Okay. So much for Hilchas Chamor. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. Now, we have in the Mishnah, there comes this important thing here. Gamol goes with an afsar. A naka requires more. So for her, you need a chatam. What about the reverse? Amashu machlifun lefnei rebbe. Meaning, mau. You did it. Let's say I took a naka with an afsar or a gama with a chatam. Is that carrying on Shabbos? So one says like this. What do you ask? Naka ba'afsar, meaning the wild camel you took with an afsar, that's no shaila. That's not going to help you. That's the point. It's not good enough. It doesn't work. So of course it's carrying. It's not shmira. Loite boyaloch, kevin de lo minta rebe masuyo. That's our basic rule. If it's used to shmira, netira, to watch the animal, to control the animal, that's good. A naka with an afsar is not going to control it. That's what we said. She needs more control. She's wilder. So that's no shaila. What was your shaila? The other way. Gamo b'chatam, that's overkill. Is overkill. Neterusi yeser, so is that mutarasa? That's the shaila. Then it comes to being machloikis here for the next omur or so. Gamo b'chatam mai. Kevin the sagale b'afsar, this is overkill. Afsar would have been enough for the gamel. You put on a chatom, that's overkill masiyu. Overkill is a masiyu. Oh no, the terusi says so. Lo amin a masiyu. It's shmira. It's too much shmira. It's also good. Okay. Omar lefon of Reb Shmuel b'Reb Yosi. Kach omar rabo. Arba behemis yoitzes ba'afsar. Hasus saper a gamel v'chamor. Lemute mai. What does it mean to say these four animals go with us? Lemute mai lav lemute gamel b'chatom. That's what he meant to say. These four go out with an afsar, but not with a chatom. So he's saying he can't go out with a niterusi yisersa. So no, lo. It means the other way. Lemute nakav afsar. It means the other way around. These four animals are good with an afsar. Mashen kene a nakav is not good with a chatom. With an afsar. That we know. Nakav with an afsar is certainly no good. So we still don't have a raya. We don't have a raya to to gamel b'chatam. V'masnita tono luvdikim v'gamel yoytzim ba'afsar. The Rif and the Rosh learned that this brisa is a raya. Here we are making a diyuk, and that's why they pass him that way. Luvdikim v'gamel can go out with an afsar and not with a chatam. I say again the reverse, like you just said. Maybe it just means to say that luvdikim and gamel go out with afsar, but naka doesn't go out with afsar. Here you can't say that. Because here it says two things. What are you going to say? Luvda game and gamel go out afsar, nothing else? Not true. We just said before a list of four things that go without afsar. So what did it mean to say here? Luvda game and gamel go out with an afsar. It means, and not with a heavier load. They can't go out with a chatam. They claim this brisa is now saying that the terusi yisaysa is a masui. And they paskin like that. But the Gemara continues the discussion. Kitanoim. I'm going to show you it's a machloikis tanoim. This overkill is a machloikis tanoim. Ein chayo yoitze besoiger. Soiger is a rope collar, some sort of a rope collar. So the Tanakhama says that's called carrying in a chayo. Chananyoime yoitze besoiger. Ubechol dover amishtam. What's going on? What kind of chayo are we talking about here? B'mayaskin. Elam b'chayo gedoyle. We're talking about a bear. Of course, a rope collar is not enough. What's to talk about? Me sagelo soiger. So of course you can't carry. What's machloikas? Ela b'chayo ktana. You're talking about a little one, a weasel, those kind of things. Milo sagelo soiger. Avada soiger. Rope. What do you call collar? Is good enough. So why would the Tanakhama say it's awesome? Zokti Gemara alive, we're talking even more tame than a weasel, a cat. A cat doesn't even require a rope collar, a plain string to pull a leash, what we would call. El alav chosuli kebeinai. That's what the chai, a little one, chosul, a cat. So now what are we talking about? A cat would be good enough with a misna. I mean, a rope, a plane, a string, a leash. Now you put on it now a soiger. That's overkill. That's the terusi yisersa. That's the machloikis. Tanakama sovar cave in the sagalo b'misna ba'ma stama rope, stama string. So this, which is more than that, masayu, because he holds the terusi yisersa, is a masa. Echananya sovar kol the terusi yisersa loyamrinanu. That's machloikis. Hananya holds that the terusi yisersa is muta. Overkill is also not called a masa. Amrafunu bachiyo mashu halocha kechananya. He paskind like Hananya. We're not finished. See, Rav's going to go different. The sugi is not over yet. Levi Breid, it's interesting story. Levi Breid, Rafuna bachiyo, the Rabba barafuna, habukazli buurcha. They were going together. They were both riding on chamoyrim, and they were going together. Echad me chamro de Levi lechamro de Rabba Barafuna. Levi's chamor, not intentionally from Levi, the chamor jumped ahead, so now Levi is going ahead of Rabba. Rabba was a bit upset. He was cholash daite because he was bigger than Levi. He thought Levi was purposely pushing ahead of him in the derech, which would be a strange thing to do. Cholash daite the Rabba Barafuna. Levi caught on that there was a stickle misunderstanding over here. His Omer said to himself, Eimole Milso, I'll speak and learning with him, like you had a fault, I'll say him something, and he'll be Misyashiv Daito. Kere the Tusiv Daito that he should, and he'll realize from that that I didn't mean to push my Chamor ahead. Otherwise, she's a stickle wild Chamor. So look what he asks him. Omalei Chamor Shasok of Royim, a Chamor that's not so tame, Kigoin Zeh like my Chamor. So from that he understood that he didn't run ahead of him, that the Chamor ran ahead, not he pushed him ahead. Ma'u Lot says, Beprumbia Bishabis, meaning Prumbia was what we had, that's a heavy Zach, that's the bit. That was for the wild ones from Lubo. A standard Chamor doesn't need that. But I'm asking you, a Chamor like this, which seems to be a little bit rambunctious, shall we say, can I put a Prumbia on this Chamor? What are you worried about? Maybe it's overkill. But Shmuel already paskin that even overkill is muta. So what's the difference? Avad it's muta. Omalei hochi omar abuch. Your own father Rafuna said v'shmei de Shmuel halochi kechananya. So even if it is overkill, you got nothing to worry about. In other words, if the animal's wild and requires a prumbi, it's muta. And even if she's not so wild, then what's the city says? You Shmuel, just your father said that Shmuel paskin that even a terusi is